today's a huge day in the federal business world, and this is no fool, and these sales did happen today. IT services and consulting company SRA International is expected to be sold to a private equity firm for more than $1.8 billion. And 6 months after Deltek bought Input, they're now buying FedSources Consulting and the Washington Management Group for about $26 million in an all-cash deal. Larry Allen is the president of Allen Federal and former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, my guest to talk about these deals and what they really mean. And I guess, Larry, we'll start with the FedSources deal with Deltek, because since WMG's included, they're your former colleagues, cohorts, et cetera, so there's probably a little bit of a soft spot in this deal for you.
There is, Francis, and I talked to the people that I worked with today and wished them well, and they're, of course, very excited. Not everybody really knows what it means going forward, but today they're excited.
To the outside person, to the company that uses the services of any of these companies, whether it's Deltek or some of the companies they're buying today, and so on, what does this mean? Will it be pretty seamless, do you think, or will there be some difference in what goes on in that client to service provider relationship?
Well, I think immediately there won't be any change, but over the next 3 to 6 months, I think we'll start to see some integration of the Input and FedSources offerings. And I'm very optimistic that this is going to work out well. Joe Caggiano, the chief operating officer for Washington Management Group and kind of the person who's been running FedSources on a day-to-day basis, is going to be part of the transition group. I think Joe has a good vision for what both Input and FedSources can be, and that put together with the talent from the people from Input and Deltek, I think there are some good reasons, if you're a customer of one or both, to expect that 6 months from now you're going to really have quite a upgraded product.
Is there any duplication here, anything that that both sides of this transaction do that will have to streamline?
Well, I think, of course, and that's one of the reasons why Deltek wanted to do this, is because in the subscription database services, there is overlap between FedSources and Input to a certain extent. Now, the kicker is that Input has a reputation for having a lot of information in terms of opportunities, raw opportunities in its database. FedSources has a reputation for having a lot of opportunities, but a lot of discussion, a lot of background on each opportunity. So you put those two together, you'll have even more opportunities with a lot more background on each opportunity that'll be of more value to their customers. And that's what I think Deltek saw, among other things, in this. And you also get the enhanced professional services that FedSources Consulting and Washington Management Group bring to the table.
All right. The other big deal on the plate today is the SRA International purchase, a big private equity company going in there with $1.8 billion, the price tag they're putting on there. What'd you see in that deal? Anything that you read between the lines?
Well, it's a case of being surprised on the one hand, Francis, and not surprised at all on the other hand. Surprising, at least to me, that this would be a private equity deal. Not surprising at all that SRA would be in play. It's one of the perennial government contractors that's always mentioned as part of a takeover target. And I think at times over its corporate life, it has positioned itself as such. Something that being potentially attractive to one of the very top tier companies. But obviously this private equity firm sees an opportunity to grow SRA up as an independent brand name. And I think that's why they made the decision to buy that they did. A very well known company, very strong reputation in the federal market.
Private equity firms are not known for being satisfied with near standard rates of return. They want to make big money in a short period of time. What do you think that says about the federal marketplace overall, even when we're hearing about budget this and cutbacks that and streamline this and shut down that? What does it say that a private equity firm wants to put out $2 billion to buy a company that does its business almost exclusively in the public sector?
Well, I think it says a lot about the specific company that they bought and the contract vehicles that SRA has. which give it the multiple points of entry into different parts of the federal market. You know, certainly a company that has very well positioned themselves. And frankly, some of the senior people there have always wanted to take the company to the next level. Private equity arguably is one way to do that. So I think we can expect to see some additional expansion from the near future from SRA. And who knows what these guys might do on down the road, but they've got a nice asset to grow and a marketplace where, you know, as you pointed out, even though it's not growing by leaps and bounds, it's a marketplace that is reliable for being there, and there will be some specific opportunities, particularly if you have the entry points that SRA does.
So it sounds like you think it's more a reflection on SRA than the federal market overall.
Well, you know, certainly federal market never a bad place to be, even if we're talking about a time of tight budgets. At least they have budgets to spend. But, yeah, in this case, I think it says a lot about the specific company.
Thanks a lot, Larry. Great to talk to you, as always.
Francis, thanks.
Larry Allen's president of Allen Federal, former president of the Coalition for Government Procurement, and you can find a link to Allen Federal and learn more about what Larry's up to since leaving the coalition at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and we'll archive this conversation for you as well.